The quarterback for Conestoga Valley is Rusty Smith. The backs are either Todd Swaggart, Ed Cook, Shane Jordan, or Montoya Turner. It's wide to the near side. Now they shift. It's wide to the far side and wide to the near side. Backs are split.
Come on, D!
Smith, the quarterback, giving right off left tackle to Swaggart. Swaggart gains about 4 yards on the carry. Again, Conestoga Valley runs the veer option.
We'll see if he is going to do a lot tonight. They're not doing it right now. They will audible, and Middletown will have to judge their defense from there.
Backs are Swaggart and Cook. Handoff, this time going right side, and once again, with the give, is Swaggart. He gained another 4 yards on the carry. It's going to bring up a third and one, and he gets across midfield. They spot the ball on the 48. Drenane is wide on the near side. They have split on the far side. Backs are split. Handoff right side, and for a first down is Todd Swaggart. He gained about 4 yards on the carry before being taken down by a couple of Middletown players. That brings up a first and 10. They spot the ball on the 44 of Middletown. Swaggart and Cook are in the eye. Now it's wide to the near side, split to the far side. Play action fake. Throwing across the middle and complete for another first down. Pass caught by Rob LeClaire. Check that, Chuck Petersheim. Petersheim, a tight end. And again, another first down for Conestoga Valley. Ball spotted on the Middletown 32. Have a wild three-man formation in the back. Now backs go split, and they have a slot split to the right side. Wide to the near side. Play action fake again. Throwing across the middle. Complete. Rusty Smith hits Bob Drenane for another Conestoga Valley first down.
Chuck Rapulis and Ken Matinchak, the first Raiders to him. And Conestoga Valley has been known to do that, change formations in the backfield. They better watch it. They've been doing it for a while, so I don't think they will get called for illegal motion. But if they do one little wrong move there, it just might be a flag.
Well, Rusty Smith didn't have far to step back. This time they have four people in the backfield. Now they shift again. The backs are now in the eye. They have wide right and left. Handoff going right up the middle and stops right at the line of scrimmage is Todd Swaggart. He gains maybe 1 yard on the carry. It's going to bring up a second and 9.
Middletown defense coming off an outstanding second half performance against Hershey, in which they gave up just 2 total yards. 2 yards rushing, 0 passing.
LeClaire is wide on the right. Backs are in the eye. Rusty Smith, play action fake, rolling to his right. Throws and knocked out and almost picked off by Kenny Matinchak. Matinchak got a couple fingertips on that football, but was able to knock it clear, and it's going to bring up a 2nd and 9. Conestoga Valley shifting a lot of players in and out of that huddle. This time Ed Cook goes wide on the far side. They have a slot wide to the near side. Rusty Smith keeps it, running around the near side, hit once and two, and finally taken down. And he gains about 5 yards on the carry. They had no people in the backfield at all that time. They put them all wide out.
Well, it didn't look like Rusty Smith was going to go down before he was going to get hit, so he might be in some trouble there tonight.
Well, it's going to bring up a fourth and two, and the ball is spotted on the Middletown nine, and CV will go for it. Middletown yelling defense. Backs are split. Swigert and Cook wide right, split left. Long count, Smith, the give. And Ed Cook is stopped at the line of scrimmage. Our Todd Brubaker down the field saying, no way, the Middletown defense may have scored its first big hit tonight. No, it isn't. They stopped him short. Let's go down the field, Todd Brubaker.
Well, John, the Middletown defensive front right there jammed up the middle. Conestoga Valley tried to run through them, but they didn't make it. Middletown takes over their own 8-yard line. More importantly, we got the ball. Back to you.
Okay, Conestoga Valley, who drove a long distance, comes up short by 8 yards. Middletown, split backfield, wing to the far side. To give us to Steve Reiter, running around left end, cuts back in, up to the 10, 15. And taken down at the 20-yard line, Steve Reiter.
Blade has done that all year long, especially in the last couple games. He has really broken these runs and has been taken down at the last minute. If he can break one, Middletown is going to be on this board fast, and they are really going to get moving. They're fired up tonight.
Both teams are playoff caliber. They're showing it so far. Middletown with a wing split to the far side, single setback. Handoff is to Vaughn Burkett, who stopped at the line of scrimmage. He tried going off right tackle, and it's going to bring up a second and 10. Clock counting at 6:46 in the first quarter. Middletown and Conestoga Valley are scoreless. Rob Eberle checks in, tight end for Middletown. Buddy Matinchek is wing on the near side. It's a wing right and left, single set back, split to the far side, in motion. The give is to Steve Vita. Running off near tackle, off the 25, the 30, 35, and taken down at the 35. He got tripped up. And Steve Vita, though, picks up a first down, and if he did not get tripped up, it would have been goodbye, Steve Vita.
Yeah, it was Chuck Hemmershon. Chuck Petersheim, who finally tripped him up there. And again, as I mentioned, he's been breaking these runs, and it's been one man he's had to beat almost every time.
They spot the ball in Middletown zone 35. The Raiders come out with Burkett and Vita split in the backfield. It's a wing to the far side with Matinchek. Split to the near side, in motion. Buddy Matinchek, right side. They give us to Steve Vita, off left guard. It was a guard trap. Vita only picked up 2 yards on the carry, and it's going to bring up a second and 8. Ball spotted on Middletown's 38.
That was Chris Keppel, who read that play beautifully and tackled Vita.
Raiders come out with a split wing to the far side. Now wing right and left, single setback. Guffler, play action fake, looking left. He throws, caught by Dagan. First down, still standing across midfield and taken down at the 48-yard line. Bob Dagan picks up a Raider first down. The ball is on the 47 of Conestoga Valley. The Raiders come out with a wing to the near side. Split left. Backs are split. They give us to Vita. Running around near side. Slips. Still stands. Breaks one tackle. Two. Going across midfield. 35-30. Cuts back in. 25-20. He fumbles the ball. And Middletown's here to fall on it at the 10-yard line. Steve Vita. Breaks one tackle, breaks two, goes down the middle. As he's tackled, the ball flies out, and they're going to spot it at the 13 of Conestoga Valley. And that, in fact, that fumble picked Middletown up about 8 more yards. The ball is on the 13. Backs are split. Burkett and Vrada. Wing to the near side. Wide to the far side. The give. Vrada running around right end. Up to the 15. 10 cuts in. Steve Vrada goes in standing up and untouched. Touchdown, Middletown. And the Raiders draw first blood. Pandemonium breaking loose as the Middletown fans are on the board first. Todd Brubaker.
Well, I'm going to tell you what, John. Right now, Middletown's offense is opening up holes that I could run through. And you know that's pretty bad. So we just pushed it right downfield on them. We're going to go for extra point right now. Back to you.
Joe Gussler will do the hold. There's a snap. The hold. The kick by Charlie Murray goes through the uprights. And it's Middletown 7, Conestoga Valley nothing. Middletown on a 92-yard drive capped off by a Steve Vrada 13-yard touchdown carry. You're listening to WMSS in Middletown with play-by-play coverage of the Middletown Blue Raiders taking on the Conestoga Valley Buckskins. Tonight's game brought to you by Rhodes Pharmacy of downtown Middletown, also by Moore's Carpet, and by Riders Hardware. I'd like to thank those three sponsors bringing you tonight's game here on WMSS. I'm John Wilsbach, along with Sornavis Murty, Steve Leedy, Andy Hoover, and Todd Brubaker on the field with the WMSS wireless mic. Back deep to receive will be Bob Drenane and also Todd Swagger. Charlie Murray will be doing the kicking from his own 40. There's a kick, a low spiral, bounces and picked up by Swagert at the 25. He's trying to run across to the far side. He's back in his own territory, breaks one tackle, two, and finally taken down. We have no yard markers on this side, and it's really tough to figure out where they're at, but they spotted at the 22, and that's where Conestoga Valley will take over.
Swagger looks like he is really a dangerous kick returner. Middletown has not been able to bring him down. He's been running all over the field, and the Raiders haven't been able to bring him down except one last man.
Conestoga Valley comes out, backs are in the eye. They have a wing split to the near side. Now the back shift one more time. They're in the eye, Swagger and Cook. It's a slot wide to the near side. Now backs are split in the backfield. Long count by Rusty Smith. The give was off left tackle, and Todd Swagert went nowhere. Looked like big Dennis Moore standing right there along with Brent Berger, and they said, this is a brick wall, try walking through us.
Well, that's exactly what Coach Jim Contapio said. He said that is a big front wall they have to go to. 6'2", I believe 255 is the average size of the four Middletown linemen.
Second and 10 from the 22. Backs are split. Now in motion to the near side is Cook. Rusty Smith straight back to pass. He's looking left. Now throws across the middle. Caught by Drenane. And he's taken down for a first down at the 36.
Drenane, a big play man. He was one of the main reasons that the Skins won against Manheim Central last week.
Bob Drenane. It was a simple down and in pattern. And he broke right in the middle of Middletown coverage, and it's first and 10 for the Buckskins. Ball is on CV zone 37. Backs are split. They have a slot wide to the near side. Now in motion to the far side, Swagger. Play action fake. Smith under pressure. Looks pump fake. And he's running now to the far side. Breaks one tackle and taken down for a gain of only four. Kenny Matinchak in on the stop. And it's a wonder that Rusty Smith had some breathing room. I'll tell you, he only took two steps back from the line of scrimmage and practically standing there kissing a bunch of Middletown players from where he was standing and running down the far side of the field, the line of scrimmage, looking for his open receivers. Rusty Smith brings them out. The backs are split. They have wide to the near side and split to the far side. Rusty Smith, play action fake, rolling to the near side, throws, caught by Swaggart, he's taken down. He's going to be short of a first down by about 2 yards. They're going to spot the ball on the 44 of Middletown, or rather on the 44 of Conestoga Valley. That's going to bring up a third, and we're going to call it third and four. They gave a bad spot on that, I thought, but third and four for CV. And a critical third down it is. CV comes out with slot split to the right side. Backs are split. Rusty Smith rolling to his right. He's looking. He's going to run out to the 45, the 50, and hit out of bounds across midfield. Rusty Smith doesn't think twice. He sees he has problems or doesn't have a man. He'll take off and run it. And he had some room that time and picked up the first down for Conestoga Valley.
Well, Coach Contapio says he can do it all. Run, pass, run and pass, fake the run, then pass, fake the pass, and then run it. He does it all, says CV's coach, and he's been doing it so far.
They spot the ball right at midfield, and now we have an official's timeout. Looks like some equipment problems on the field. Now they signal they're ready to go, and it's first and 10 for Conestoga Valley. Backs are split. They have a slot split to the near side. Rusty Smith with the option. He keeps it, trying to go off right tackle, wrapped up by Kenny Matinchek.
Brent Berger was the first to him, and then Matinchek came along. Berger held him, couldn't quite get him all at once, but he held him long enough for Matinchek to come in and make the tackle.
It's a gain of only 2 yards. It's going to be second and eight, and the ball spotted on Middletown's 48. Backs are split. They have wide to the near side and wide to the far side. Now the tight end shifts to the near side. That's Petersheim, goes to the far side. Smith back to pass. He's being pressured, breaks one tackle, two. Now he runs up to the middle, still standing, and finally taken down from behind. He's going to be short of the first down by about a half a yard. Kevin Warren was the first one to almost get to him, but missed him.
He broke right through that line and lunged at Smith. He just dodged right out of the way. He's a quick little quarterback, and he proved it that time as he's been doing on this drive a lot. And on the tackle, Joe Satter had him held, but he couldn't bring him down, as most of the Raiders had been doing, and took a big hit from Chuck Kropilas to finally bring him down.
Well, Rusty Smith, the quarterback, has been tabbed as a Doug Flutie type. Smith, hands off, keeps it off left tackle. And he picks up a first down and picks up another 4 yards on the carry.
Yeah, that Doug Flutie comment came also from his coach, Jim Contapio. And he has really been firing up these Middletown players with his little comments. He also mentioned that Middletown is in a weak division and that they have not played a high power offense. They went up against the McDevitt. They went up against the Mechanicsburg.
Let's go! Conestoga Valley comes out with the eye backfield and a slot split to the near side. And that ends the first quarter of play. And they're going to shift to the other side of the field with Middletown leading 7-0. And I'll tell you, Middletown drove pretty effectively down the field with their possession. Conestoga Valley's doing the same, but just a little bit slower.
Middletown drove 92 yards. 77 of those came on the ground with Steve Vita, and the other 15 was a big reception by Bob Dagan. So they're really racking up yardage and doing it in a hurry. And Middletown's running game is what took so much time off that clock. First quarter going by like nothing.
Well, we're getting ready to start the second quarter with Middletown leading 7-0. The ball is spotted on the Middletown 35, and the Buckskins will have first and 10.
Conestoga Valley, a traditional powerhouse in Lancaster, Lebanon, in Section 2. They won the title 5 straight years before this year, year which they finished second to Elizabethtown. And Elizabethtown traditionally finishing on the bottom. They finished 2-8 overall last year, and this year surprising surge to the top.
Well, Conestoga Valley really running time out of that clock, as Middletown did also. We're set to start the second quarter with the Blue Raiders leading 7-0. Backs are split. Now in motion to the far side is Cook, single setback. Rusty Smith looking left, looks right, and he's hit. and taken down by three Middletown defenders. Scott Brash down there on the field, and then he got a little bit of help from Chad Durr and also Mike Mishick, and it's going to be a loss of about 10 yards. I thought there for a second that Rusty Smith may have broken that first tackle, which he almost did, but he got the help in time, and it's going to bring up a second and 19 for Conestoga Valley, and the ball is on the 43 of Middletown. No backs this time. Three wide receivers to the near side, a wide receiver to the far side. Rusty Smith back to pass. He's being pressured. It's a screen pass. Gets it off to Cook up the middle. Out of the 40, the 35, and taken down at the 33.
Mike Mishick really charged through that line that time. And Smith had to scramble back and back until he finally saw his open receiver.
Red Cook was the only man still standing there, and he stood right in the middle at the original line of scrimmage and took the pass. And they get back across the original line of scrimmage. It's going to bring up a third and eight. Backs are split. They have a slot wide to the near side. Back to pass. Rusty Smith going way back. Another screen pass and caught and taken down for close to a first down is Todd Swaggart. Swagger does have it, and it's another first down for Conestoga Valley. They're going to spot the ball on the 25 of Middletown.
Again, Middletown missing the tackle. Brent Berger was right there when Swagger caught the ball. He had his arms around him, but Swagger broke free. Middletown has to get that first tackler to bring him down, or else this is really going to be a high-scoring game. Middletown is going to have to work hard.
Clock continues to count at 10:14 in the second quarter. Middletown leads 7-0. Backs are split. They have a slot split to the near side. Wide far side. It's the option. Smith pitches out the near side. Swagger going to the far sideline. Hits one man down and finally taken down at about the 18. It's a gain of about 6-7 yards on the carry. He's spotted on the 18 of Middletown. It brings up a second and three. Again, Conestoga Valley running a veer option. Sometimes it looks like a wishbone. Just throwing it here, throwing it there, pitch out here. Backs are split. Rather, backs are in the eye. Now they have wide to the far side. Handoff straight up the middle and pushing his way for a first down is Ed Cook. It's going to be close, and they do give it to him. They spot the ball on the Middletown 14-yard line. First and 10 for Conestoga Valley on the Middletown 14. They have split to the near side. Wide to the far side. Rusty Smith rolling to his left, being pressured, now scrambles to the far sideline. He's going to keep it and gets down and taken out of bounds near the 10. Rusty Smith with some quick speed, as we've mentioned throughout the evening. They spot the ball on the 9-yard line.
Well, you mentioned the veer option offense is much like a wishbone, and you need a very mobile quarterback to operate that, and that is exactly what Smith is.
It's going to bring up second and four from the Middletown 9 for Conestoga Valley. Now we have an official's timeout on the far side of the field. And now they're finally ready. Backs are split behind Rusty Smith. They have a slot split to the near side. Smith with the option. He's running it off right tackle. He cuts back on the inside and hit and plastered near the goal line. It's taken down at about the 1 or 2 yard line. He does get the first down. but he took a vicious shot, and he is down and injured on the field.
Yeah, it looked like it was Mike Midgick who really shot him into the side there with his helmet.
I'll tell you, he took a shot. He could have had them ribs hit, but I'll tell you what, it was a good hard hit. Must have been Michigan because he just took his helmet off to look at and make sure it's all put together. Well, while we have an injured player down on the field, which is quarterback Rusty Smith for the Buckskins, we'll take a break from the action. 8 minutes and 41 seconds remaining in the first half. Middletown 7, Conestoga Valley nothing. You're listening to the Blue Raiders Sports Network.
Moore's Carpet of 16 South Union Street in Middletown is currently featuring a season special of plush carpet with 1/2-inch thick foam padding. The carpet features 100% performance nylon, a 5-year warranty, and your choice of 30 designer colors. And you can get it now with your approved credit, a low, low monthly payment plan with no payment due until March of 1987. It's even installed by Moore's Craftsmen. If you've been thinking of getting new carpet, now's the time to act, just in time for the holidays. Call John or Heidi Moore at 944-4504 to have their showroom on wheels come to your home, or you can visit their lovely store at 16 South Union Street. That's Moore's Carpet, located in downtown Middletown.
Back at Palmyra football field, John Wolfsbach on sort of Smurdy. Andy Hoover, Steve Leedy, and Todd Brubaker down on the field. Todd?
Yeah, John, it appears he just got the wind knocked out of him, and I'll tell you what, that's going to give him second thoughts about running the ball anymore tonight. But what's happening is Middletown's making initial contact on the ball carrier, however, they're not wrapped up in tackling. That's the big problem right now. That's why Conestoga's Valley got it at about the 1-inch line. Middletown's really going to have to play some tough D here to keep it from getting in the end zone. Back to you.
Well, Rusty Smith slowly walks off the field. The backup quarterback is running back Todd Swigert, who has seen a lot of action so far this evening. And Swigert is the backup, and now he's the one standing there. It's a power eye to the right for Conestoga Valley. Ends are in tight. Swigert dives forward up the middle, and it's touchdown for Conestoga Valley. The officials waited a second to call that. Swigert had enough room, and CV is on the board for the first time. So it's Middletown 7, Conestoga Valley 6. And Swigert is also the kicker. Check that, I'm sorry. Scott Gregg is the kicker. There's the hold, the snap, the kick is low, it's no good. Todd Brubaker.
Yeah, John, what happened there on that play was a bad snap, and the holder couldn't get it back on the tee in time, and he kicked it right into the line. Middletown's up 7-6, back to you.
Okay, who knows how critical those extra point conversions are until they come down to the final couple seconds of a football game. Clock is stopped at 8:27 with Middletown leading 7-6. And the Raiders will receive. Middletown will be going from our right to left. And back to receive for Middletown will be Buddy Matinchek, Tim Kierlock, and Todd Crown. Scott Gegg will do the kicking for Conestoga Valley. He'll be kicking from his own 40-yard line. This is the first time Middletown will receive a kickoff this evening. Kick by Conestoga Valley, low, and bounces, picked up by Dagan at the 25, tries going up the middle, out to the 30, before he's taken down at the 33. Bob Dagan was the middle man, and just picked up the ball, and really didn't have enough time or room to do his punt return, super return, but nonetheless, he did pick up a couple yards, and Middletown will have first and 10 with the ball spotted on the 34. Middletown comes out with split backs, Vaughn Burkett and Steve Vita. Wingman to the right is Buddy Matinchek, who goes in motion to the near side. They give us to Matinchek, tries going off right tackle, and he stopped at about the line of scrimmage. He picks up about 1 yard on the carry. They're going to spot it at the 35. That'll bring up a second and 9 for Middletown. Blue Raiders alternate their plays in and out of the huddles by the tight ends, and those are Rob Everly and Tony Serpy. Serpy's in now for Middletown. The Blue Raiders with wing right and left in a single setback. Split to the near side. In motion, Buddy Matinchek. Play action fake. Joe Gussler rolling right. He's throwing long. It's up for grabs. Bounces around and incomplete. A Conestoga Valley player had the ball tipped up and almost intercepted it. I'll tell you, that was thrown in about between three different Conestoga Valley players.
Well, Tony
that
Serpy,
is a scary pass.
Tony Serpy went up for it, couldn't come down with it. He was on the ground after the ball was tipped. He made a final dive for it as it started falling to the ground, couldn't quite come up with it.
Shane Jordan was the one who almost picked it off, and it's a 3rd and 9 for Middletown on their own 35. Backs are split. It's a wing to the far side. Gussler giving off to Steve Vita, running around the right end. Breaks up, takes one hit, two. He's going to be short of the first down. He came up about 3 yards shy where they'll spot his forward progress. And they're going to make it about 2 yards shy. They spot the ball on Middletown zone 42. So it'll be 4th and 2 for Middletown. And the punting unit comes in, and the first time either team will punt this evening. Matt Alsop standing at his own 30. There's the snap. A couple players coming in. A nice high wobbly punt. And it hits a Conestoga Valley player. He fumbles the ball. Kenny Matinchek's down there, but they're going to give it to Conestoga Valley. Near the 18-yard line.
Kenny Matinchek and Todd Crown were the closest Raiders to it. But they were about 5 yards back when another Conestoga Valley player jumped on it.
So the Buckskins have 1st and 10, and the ball is on their own 18. CV comes out with split backfield, wide right and left. Long count. Rusty Smith is the quarterback once again. He pitches out to Swigert, who stopped at the line of scrimmage, running to the far side. Rusty Smith, as we mentioned, taken out of the game moments ago with a slight injury, just had the wind knocked out of him. It was a pickup of only 1 yard. It's going to bring up a 2nd and 9 for the Buckskins. Most likely look for CV to pass on this one. Backs are split. Cook and Swagger, wide right and left. Back to pass. Pump fake. He's going down the sideline to Drenane, and Drenane overthrows, or rather is overthrown by Rusty Smith. Good coverage. It was just a stop and go for Drenane.
That chorus of ooze you hear right here in front of our press box, the Middletown fans, they saw as well as we did. Ken Carlock looked like he stuck his arm out just before the pass got to Drenane. And Drenane went flat on his back, so it must have been some contact there. It looked like it to us.
Well, once he overthrew Drenane, Kim Carlock was right there and flattened him down on his rear end. And brings up a critical 3rd and 9 for Conestoga Valley on the 20-yard line. In the shotgun is Smith. He's looking right. Now he's throwing down the sideline and going up for it and tipped around, almost intercepted. Was Kim Kerlock and also Kenny Matinchek. The pass was intended and incomplete to Ed Cook, but the ball was tipped up in the air. It was a nice high throw, and Middletown almost came down with it and had all sideline. First time today that Conestoga Valley will punt, and Smith will do the honors. Smith is standing at his own 9-yard line. Here's the snap. It's a high blobbly. It's not going too far. It's going to bounce, and it takes a Middletown bounce. And a bad punt of maybe only about 10 to 12 yards.
That's probably about what it is.
And the special teams have just hurt in Conestoga Valley, and they're going to spot the ball at the 26 of Conestoga Valley. Middletown comes out first and 10 on the CB 26.
7-yard punt by Smith.
Split to the far side, wing to the near side. Backs are split offsides against Middletown. Looked like the right tackle or right tight end moved. Not quite sure who it was that jumped. There was no tight end on the far side. But it is called against Middletown. I believe it was Joe Souders, the right side tight end. Souders was the one who jumped off, so Middletown now has a first and 15. And the ball is on the 31 of Conestoga Valley. It's a wing right and left for Middletown. Gessler calling the play from the line in motion to the near side. Gessler lobs one over the head of Buddy Matinchek on the near side. He was going for a quick little flare-out pass on the near side to Buddy Matinchek and overthrew him, so it brings up a second and 15.
And you mentioned him calling it the line. He had to do that sometimes last week against Hershey because they switched their defensive formation. CV has been known to do the same thing. He has to check the down lineman and the coverage before he can call that play.
4:45 remaining in the second quarter. It's Middletown 7, Conestoga Valley 6. Middletown wing right and left, single setback. The give is to Steve Vita running around the near side. Now goes to the outside, up to the 25, to the 20, and he's taken out of bounds. Steve Vita taken out right at about the 20-yard line. They're going to mark it right on the 21. He gained about 10 yards on the carry. It's going to bring up a third and 5. And Middletown now wants a timeout to talk about it. So we'll take a break as well. 4:39 remaining in the first half. The score, Middletown 7, Conestoga Valley 6. And you're listening to the Blue Raider Sports Network on WMSS Middletown.
Winter is here, and Riders Hardware Store is ready to help you. Riders has weather stripping, plastic window kits, door bottoms, snow shovels, ice scrapers, and ice melt. And with Christmas fast approaching, they have a large selection of hand and power tools, sleds, and child sled seats. Riders also has a substantial line of plumbing supplies, paint, and stovepipe, galvanized or black. They also cut and thread pipe. And don't forget about Riders' large selection of nuts, bolts, screws, and nails. If you're done with your lawnmower for the season, why not let Riders service it over the winter and have it ready for the spring? They even repair storm windows. Their friendly staff is ready to help you with whatever you're looking for. Where else can you find a more complete hardware store? Nowhere but Riders. That's Riders Hardware Store on South Union Street in downtown Middletown.
Third and 5 for Middletown on Conestoga Valley, 21. They get us to Steve Vita. Tries cutting back off to the right side, and he does, and he's going to be short of a first down of about 3 yards. He gets taken down at the 19 of Conestoga Valley. Middletown, it looks like they're going to go for it. Now they decide not to, and the field goal unit comes in. The ball spotted at the 19 of Conestoga Valley. And Middletown wants at least 3 points out of this one. And Charlie Murray will have the ball spotted on the 26. So it will be a 36-yard attempt for Charlie Murray.
He kicked a 40 earlier this year.
There's a snap. The hold, the kick is going, and it's short. Fell about 5 feet short, and the kick is no good. So Conestoga Valley will start at their own 20-yard line. 3:52 remaining in the first half. Middletown leads 7-6. The Buckskins come out with a wide to the near side, split to the far side. Backs are split, Swaggart and Cook. Rusty Smith, play action fake, rolling to his left. Now he throws down the middle and incomplete. And Jim Cantafio on the far side is yelling for a penalty flag. Todd Brubaker.
Well, John, ever since Rusty Smith's gotten hurt there on the last series, it seems that Conestoga Valley has changed their pass patterns. They're allowing him to sit back in the pocket more where he can pick his receivers instead of having to scramble. But right now, Middletown's defense is doing a heck of a job on him. I think they've adjusted really well. Back to you.
Second and 10 for Conestoga Valley at their own 20-yard line. Backs are split. They have a wide right and left. The give is up the middle to Cook, and Cook is stopped at the line of scrimmage where he was tripped up. Mike Mishick in on the stop for Middletown. It was a simple guard trap play, and Cook, it looked like, as he was about 5 feet from the hole, got tripped up somehow, and it brings up a big third and 10 for Conestoga Valley as the clock continues to tick. 3:23 in the second quarter, and Middletown leads 7-6. They darn well, Rusty Smith could keep it. They have three receivers, one on the far side. Rusty Smith is rolling to the far side. He's looking now, throws, and incomplete. He tried throwing to Bob Drenane, going to the far side and going out of bounds, right across the first down marker, and just threw it out too far in front of him, couldn't get to it. Now Conestoga Valley will come in and do some punting.
That was a tough play for Drenane. He had to try and manage to keep his feet in bounds and still reach out far enough to make the catch. The pass just wasn't thrown in far enough for him.
Punter is gagged at the 9. He got this one tipped, and it's a bad punt, which stops at the 38. So Middletown will again have good field position. They're going to mark it first and 10, and the Blue Raiders on the Conestoga Valley 38-yard line.
This is the second time in a row Rusty Smith has not gotten off good punts. I don't know if he has done it before. I mean, he is a regular punter. I don't know if he's had these problems before.
The Raiders come out with the wing to the near side, split far side. Backs are split. Burkett and Vita. Joe Gussler, play action fake. Quick little out pass to Buddy Matinchek, who catches it and falls forward. It's only going to be a gain of 1 yard. Matinchek was heavily covered, and all he does is from the wing position run straight to the sideline and hopes that maybe he has some room and can throw somebody off, and this time he didn't, and it brings up a second and 9, and the ball's on the 37 of Conestoga Valley. Split to the near side is Dagan. Wing to the far side, Matinchek. Backs are split. Burkett, Matinchek, or rather Vita. Vita gets the handoff, breaks one tackle, and then taken down for a gain of only 1 yard. Spun off one man and just really couldn't keep his feet and decided not to go out as far as possibly could.
Again, we saw Vita's patented spin move, and he works at the perfection. Looks like he stopped, spins away, gets an extra yard. Even if he doesn't get that extra yard, in a short yard situation, an extra foot even helps.
Well, they didn't give him much on the carry that time. It brings up a third and 9. Middletown with a slot wide to the near side. Handoff up the middle, and still standing is Steve Vita, pushing his way down for a first down. CV was looking for the pass and a big hole up the middle, and Steve Vita took off like a Mustang.
And he took about five or six CV players with him.
And I'll tell you, he didn't get that first down by much. They spot the ball on the Conestoga Valley 25-yard line. 1:14 remaining in the first half. The Raiders with the eye backfield. The give is to Steve Vita going up the middle again. Breaks one tackle and taken down at the 21. And the clock counts at 1:02 in the first half. It's going to bring up a 2nd and 5 for Middletown. Clock counting at 51 seconds in the first half. Middletown not getting out of the huddle as quick as they'd like. Raiders with the eye backfield. A wing split to the far side. Gussler, handoff going around the near side. Put him at Hinchett, cuts back in on the inside. Still standing. Down to the 20 and taken down at the 10. And they stop the clock with 31 seconds remaining in the first half. They spot the ball. Todd, if you could help me out on that, the 10 or the 11? Going to spot the ball on the 11-yard line, and it's timeout for Middletown. We'll take one as well. 31 seconds remaining in the first half. It's Middletown 7, Conestoga Valley 6, and the Raiders are going for the TD with 31 seconds remaining here in the first half. Remind our listeners that tonight's game is being brought to you by Rhodes Pharmacy, also by Ryder's Hardware Store, and by Moore's Carpet. Recapping the scoring so far in the football game for both Middletown and Conestoga Valley.
Well, only two scores so far. First quarter, Steve Vita took it from 13 yards out, making it 7-0. Second quarter, backup quarterback Todd Swigert, after Rusty Smith was taken down, had the wind knocked out of him. He was in for one play, a one-yard sneak, but the extra point was missed. 7-6 is the score. That's how we stand right now. 31 seconds remaining in the first half.
31 seconds remaining in the first half. Middletown with a 1st and 10 on the 11-yard line of Conestoga Valley. Officials are ready to let the teams begin playing. Middletown has a power eye to the left and a split to the right. Now in motion to the far side, Buddy Matinchek. Gussler rolling to his right. He throws, there's Bob Dagan, takes it in the end zone, touchdown Middletown! Bob Dagan, it was a simple button hook. A simple button hook. Bob Dagan was split on the far side, went down, stopped at the 1, turned around, caught the ball, and touchdown Middletown. Todd Brubaker.
Well, John, Middletown set that up well previously with a couple of incomplete passes. Buddy Matinchek cleared out the flat very well, allowed Dagan to do a little hook. Touchdown Middletown. Murray for the extra point. Back to you.
There's a snap, the hold, the kick by Murray as he slips is still good. And Middletown leads 14-6 with 26 seconds remaining in the first half. Middletown with a victory tonight will play next Saturday afternoon at 12:15 in the afternoon against the winner of Shippensburg or Elizabethtown.
Hopefully it'll be a little warmer for that one.
And we'll bring along a couple of heaters. The Blue Raiders touchdowns tonight coming from Steve Vita and also a pass to Bob Dagan. Coming up at halftime, we'll have the halftime statistics with Andy Hoover and Steve Leedy. Also some comments from maybe some of the Middletown contingent here tonight. And other halftime festivities. We'll also have a scoreboard update from those other playoff games, and we'll run down some of the scores elsewhere across the area. Well, Middletown will be kicking from our right to left. with 26 seconds remaining in the first half. Swaggart is back deep along with Janine. There's the kick, and it's bobbled by Conestoga Valley at the 20. He runs to the far side and taken down at the 30. Dwayne Irwin was the man who caught it.
I really don't think they want to catch it head on that time. It didn't look like he dropped it rather than intentionally dropped it. He doesn't want that ball stinging his hands in this cold weather.
20 seconds remaining in the first half. First and 10 on the Conestoga Valley 30. Back to pass. Rusty Smith, he's being pressured, rolling to the far side. He's going to run it out to the 25 and runs out of bounds. Wait again at the 30. No, they spot him at the 25. They say he ran out at the 25.
Again, Mike Mishick and Kevin Warren breaking through that line. They've been pressuring them all night long so far.
It's going to be a loss of 5 yards on the carry. And with 12 seconds remaining in the first half, brings up a second and 15 for Conestoga Valley. Backs are split. They have a slot to the near side. Up the middle, quarterback keeper is Rusty Smith. He only gains about 3 yards on the carry, and I think Conestoga Valley wants to go in at halftime, trailing by 8 points, and they will do that as the first half of this football game is complete, and we will take a break from the action as well. At halftime, the score, Middletown 14, Conestoga Valley 6, and you're listening to the Blue Raiders Sports Network.
Rhodes Pharmacy of downtown Middletown is preparing for a Christmas open house weekend. Next Saturday and Sunday, Rhodes will have 10% off all gift and Christmas items, with the coupons available in next week's Press and Journal and Middletown Shopper. Next weekend, you can register to win a luxurious, decorated 6-foot Christmas tree. They'll also have other door prizes to give away. And be sure to bring the kids, because Frosty and Santa Claus will be making special appearances between 12 and 5 on both days. While you're at Rhodes, be sure to check out their wide variety of Thanksgiving cards and gifts. Rhodes also has a computerized pharmaceutical department to serve you faster. For those pictures you take during the holidays, have them developed at Rhodes for quality photo finishing on Kodak paper with next day service. It all happens next Saturday and Sunday, November 22nd and 23rd, at Rhodes Pharmacy on South Union Street in Middletown.
Moore's Carpet of 16 South Union Street in Middletown is currently featuring a season special of plush carpet with 1/2 inch thick foam padding. The carpet features 100% performance nylon, a 5-year warranty, and your choice of 30 designer colors. And you can get it now with your approved credit. A low, low monthly payment plan with no payment due until March of 1987. It's even installed by Moore's Craftsman. If you've been thinking of getting new carpet, now's the time to act, just in time for the holidays. Call John or Heidi Moore at 944-4504 to have their showroom on wheels come to your home, or you can visit their lovely store at 16 South Union Street. That's Moore's Carpet, located in downtown Middletown.
Welcome back to Palmyra High School football field. John Wolfsbach along with Serena Smurdy, Steve Leedy, Todd Brubaker, and Andy Hoover here at halftime. Middletown leads Conestoga Valley 14-6. And to recap that scoring is Serena Smurdy.
Well, John, just a couple plays. First quarter, Steve Vita, 13-yard run for Middletown, making it 7-0. Second quarter, backup quarterback Todd Swigert came in for one play, a 1-yard QB sneak after Rusty Smith was knocked out for that one play. The extra point was missed. 7-6 was the score at that point. And just a few moments ago, late in the second quarter, Joe Gussler threw an 11-yard touchdown pass to Bob Dagan, putting the Middletown Blue Raiders, second place in Mid-Penn Division II this season, ahead of Conestoga Valley 14-6. Conestoga Valley last year, Lebanon League, Section 2, second place.
Okay, thank you very much, Jordan Smurdy. Coming up after a while here at halftime, we're going to be talking with District 3 chairman Ed Bruner, and we'll also be having some scores of those other high school playoff games going on around the District 3 area tonight. We're going to take a break from the action. Go ahead.
Shippensburg and E-Town is the one we want to especially keep a look on. We'll watch on tonight. That is the other AAA game.
And we'll do that. And we're at halftime with the score, Middletown 14, Conestoga Valley 6. And you're listening to the Blue Raider Sports Network.
Winter is here, and Riders Hardware Store is ready to help you. Riders has weather stripping, plastic window kits, door bottoms, snow shovels, ice scrapers, and ice melt. And with Christmas fast approaching, they have a large selection of hand and power tools, sleds, and child sled seats. Riders also has a substantial line of plumbing supplies, paint, and stovepipe, galvanized or black. They also cut and thread pipe. And don't forget about Riders' large selection of nuts, bolts, screws, and nails. If you're done with your lawnmower for the season, why not let Riders service it over the winter and have it ready for the spring? They even repair storm windows. Their friendly staff is ready to help you with whatever you're looking for. Where else can you find a more complete hardware store? Nowhere but Riders. That's Riders Hardware Store on South Union Street in downtown Middletown.
Welcome back to Palmyra Football Stadium. John Wilsbach along with Sernivus Murty, Todd Brubaker, and the rest of the WNSS sports crew. And halftime score of Middletown 14 and Conestoga Valley 6. And while we hear talk at halftime, the Conestoga Valley Marching Band plays behind us. And joining us here on the halftime show is District 3 Chairman Ed Bruner. First of all, Mr. Bruner, thanks a lot for joining us here on the halftime show.
John, I appreciate being here. I wish you were a little warmer, but it's nice to be here with you.
Well, certainly with weather like this, the District 3 has to be happy that there's no rain or snow, and certainly good cold weather like this is always good football weather.
John, in selecting dates and sites, it's impossible to predict weather, but we are very, very lucky to have excellent football weather. It may be a little uncomfortable for you or I, but I think it's just excellent playing weather, and as a matter of fact, the fans I've talked to and seen, they're enjoying it. It's just a pleasant night, and appears to be a good football game.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the District 3 football playoffs. The Sailor Ratings, how successful have the Sailor Ratings been the past couple years, and will the district continue to go with that?
Okay, John, first off, many years ago, 7-8 years ago, when we started planning this thing, we needed to come up with a system. We canvassed the state and found out so many, and finally ran into Roger Sailor, as most people know, the economics professor from Penn State, who's a real sports buff. He met with us and had been doing the state rating, and we asked if he could bring about some kind of district tournament rating. And he met with us a couple of times, and we finally fell onto his program. Now, it's certainly not foolproof, but I think it's the best overall high school way of judging your teams week by week to come up with the four best in the district.
Now, when you look at this year's crop of District 3 playoff teams, do you think that the Sailor ratings were good and all the selection of the eight teams that we have?
Yes, John. It's based on the caliber of teams you play with the ratings of the 4A teams, for example. Playing them, you're going to get 4 points, the 3A's two, 3 points, and so on. That seems to work very, very well. The thing you must do in planning your schedule, if you're not in a league or have a couple extra tournament games, is to play a team that's up. Therefore, even in losing, you're going to pick up their points by playing a higher opponent. So we think it worked real, real well.
Let's talk a little bit about other football districts. I don't know, District 7, District 4, District 11. I know some of these districts, I'm not sure which ones, are now switching to the district playoffs, and I don't think some of them use the Sailor ratings. And can you talk a little bit about the other districts and the move that some are making, the high school playoffs?
Okay, John, you ask good questions. When we got Mr. Sailor to do ours, Dr. Sailor, the other parts of the state were running district tournaments, three or four of them. They had their own unique system. and it was based much on guesswork. As a matter of fact, I can refer back to District 7 around the suburban Pittsburgh area. Several years ago, they have a committee that selects teams on tradition, your record, if you met head-to-head, and they had picked a team that had a better record or a team that had a less better record over another team, and they were taken to court because they picked the wrong, they thought the wrong opponent. Needless to say, it didn't stand up, but they didn't have enough of tangible criteria to pick the teams. Several districts within the last month have called me and asked for our rating system, and I know three or four of them are certainly using it now. So there's much to be said about it. I said again, it's not foolproof, but I think it's the best system. And another unique thing about it, you can tell week by week how you stand. Many of the rating systems, you don't know until the final day, which is awkward to set up any kind of scheduling.
Well, here's the ultimate question, I guess, about the playoffs. When are we going to see the state playoffs?
John, you always do your homework and come up with those good questions. Several years ago, I asked the Board of Control if they would consider it. And at that time, there was some opposition. So we kept badgering them. And we will have our first meeting with 2 weeks to plan for the possibility of a state tournament. Now, it's going to take some time. There's five of us from all over the state. We'll get together in several weeks, and we'll start looking at what's feasible. Needless to say, it's going to take some changes, some adjustments, and it's not going to come overnight. Some of the schools are going to have to alter their schedules a little bit. But, you know, when you think of six or seven teams throughout our country that do not have a high school football championship, in Pennsylvania being one of them, that's hard to believe. I'm not saying that's the ultimate, you must have it, but I think it certainly would help. And you know, many of the people say, look how long it's going to extend the season. We're just speaking of 1% of the high schools are going to advance that far. So we're excited to get at least it off the ground and see what we can come up with.
Ms. Bruner, one quick question here for me. You mentioned this state playoffs. The current system of Sailor ratings, there are a numerous amount of ties listed in the districts. How exactly would a new system be formulated for the state playoff rankings?
Murdy, I know you always come in with that tough question. Let me tell you this. If they listen to me, we won't have ties, okay? I'm already recommending that we, in high school, break all ties, you see.
Okay.
And every high school game you see will not end in a tie. There is a tie-breaking system in a National High School Federation rulebook. I've seen it work. In fact, as a matter of fact, we use it in a tournament for the first round, so we needed someone to advance. I'd like to see them put it in statewide. That will make it cleaner and easier for your ratings. You don't have to deal with a tie. You see what I mean? Your scoring will become easier. We're just dealing with the win and the loss. So hopefully we won't have any ties, Murdy. Does that make sense?
Okay. Well, obviously, Mr. Bruner, being the assistant superintendent of the Middletown School District, you still have to be a little neutral here, you know, when Middletown does play Conestoga Valley.
John, as a matter of fact, I came to see a good game, and to be honest with you, I came to see you and Murdy at halftime.
Well, thanks a lot for being our guest up here in the press box, and best of luck in the rest of your District 3 committee endeavors throughout the year.
John, let me say this on behalf of the people of Middletown in a drawing area from your radio station. I know I speak for them. We're grateful that you get these games back to us and do so much for radio. I really mean that, and we appreciate it. This does a lot for sports, and it does a lot for our people. So let me say on behalf of them, we're grateful for what you folks do.
Thank you. Okay, that's District 3 and District 3 Chairman, Middletown Assistant Superintendent Ed Bruner with us here at halftime. We're going to take a break from the action with the halftime score of Middletown 14, Conestoga Valley 6. You're listening to the Blue Raider Sports Network. Welcome back to Palmyra High School Football Stadium. John Wilsbach with you tonight on WMSS. At halftime, Middletown leads 14-6 over Conestoga Valley. And for some first half observations, we'll go down the field right now and talk with Todd Brubaker for his analysis of the first half.
Okay, quickly, John, what I think was a key factor is Conestoga Valley did get the ball first. They drove the length of the field only to be stopped on downs by the Blue Raiders. Then, right away, just explosively, Blue Raiders continued open holes. Went approximately 90 yards for a touchdown, opening touchdown. Then we started having problems with Conestoga Valley's quarterback, Rusty Smith. And we're trying to get a report on him right now. None of them available right as of yet. And he started scrambling. We started making contact with him, but however, we were not wrapping up on tackles. And then it all came down to, I believe it was a second down and seven play, and he almost got in the end zone, but he got cracked. And when he got hit, that's affected him. He tried two punts, and on the second punt, he couldn't even get his leg up to punt. And I can't understand why Conestoga Valley still has him in there to punt. And then all of a sudden, Middletown has good field position twice. First time they come away empty, about 5 feet short on the field goal. The next time they punch it in the end zone, which is a very key play. Now we get the ball to start the second half. We got to establish some kind of offensive momentum, get the defense fired up. And I'm going to tell you what, I think Mr. Catafia is a little bit sorry he said what he said earlier.
Okay, thanks a lot. Todd Brubaker down the field with the WMSS wireless mic. And I think here in the second half, I think two of the factors are, one, going to be the intensity. If Middletown can maintain its intensity, and two, the turnovers. We didn't see any in the first half, and that's a factor. And hopefully we won't see any in the second half.
Well, Middletown does turn the ball over. They do it in bunches, as we found out against Mechanicsburg.
Well, Conestoga Valley will be kicking from our right to left at 91.1 FM on your radio dial. Great to have you along. We're set to start the second half with Middletown leading 14-6. And there's the kick by Gag, end over end, high. It takes a bounce at the 20, picked up by Kierlock at the 20. Running around to the far side. Now he's running back, and he's taken down at the 15. Kim Kierlock thought he had some room and went backwards to the far side. Middletown takes over, first and 10 on their own 15. Of course, let's remind our listeners that the Raiders had the ball the first time on their own 8-yard line and drove 92 yards for the first score of the game. That final score was a 13-yard carry by Steve Vita right there early on. Middletown first and 10 on their own 15. Split to the far side, backs are split. Rather, backs are in the eye. Handoff, Steve Vita going up the middle. And Vita gains about 3 yards on the carry. Going to bring up a second and 7. The ball spotted on the 19.
Vita gained 114 yards unofficially in the first half. 77 of those came on Middletown's big 92-yard scoring drive.
Raiders come out in the wing T this time. It's a wing to the far side, split to the near side, backs are split. Gussler handing off to Vaughn Burkett, going off right tackle. Burkett pushes his way up for another gain of about 2 yards. It's going to bring up a third and, we'll call it 4 yards. And the ball spotted on the 22. We're early on here in the third quarter. Middletown leads 14-6. Dagan is split on the near side. Backs are split, Burkett and Vita. Wing to the far side, Buddy Matinchek. Gussler, handoff, running around the left side. Now cutting back in, Steve Vita, and he's hit and stopped at the original line of scrimmage. So the punting unit comes in for Middletown. And the Conestoga Valley defense makes its mark here in the second half. Matt Alsop will do the punting honors for Middletown. Tremaine Cook are back to receive. Alsop standing at his own 10-yard line, and this time Dennis Moore jumps offside for Middletown. It was a long count. And they're going to mark it back five more. Todd Brubaker.
Well, John, originally the Conestoga Valley defender jumped into the neutral zone, and it looked like he was going to, the official reached for his back pocket, and then he quit. And then Dennis Moore jumped, moved for the Blue Raiders, so we're back another five. Back to you.
This time, Alsop will stand at his five. Hopefully no bonk punt here. High snap, Alsop takes it, no pressure, gets away, a nice high spiral. Taken back, it's Renane at the 45, runs forward, gets to midfield, across midfield and taken down to 47.
I don't know what it is about Alsop tonight, maybe his foot's so numb he can't feel anything, but he's got off two beauties tonight.
Well, I guess when the heat's on, you come through. And they needed a good punt that time, and they got it.
Don't say the word heat when I'm in this condition.
The quarterback is Todd Swaggart. And Swaggart handing off the right side to Shane Jordan. So Rusty Smith, who was injured in the first half, is not starting here in the second half, although he did see some action in the second quarter. So the running back, Todd Swaggart, is quarterbacking, and the backs are Cook and Shane Jordan, and Jordan only stands about 5'5". It's a split backfield. Now they shift to a split to the far side and wide to the near side. Swaggart with the option, it's a busted play. He's running to the near side, and he's hit at the line of scrimmage. Scott Brash in on the tackle.
Also there was John Schaffner.
Looked like a busted play in the backfield, and Swagger didn't know who he was handing off to, although Jordan was the only man still standing back there. And Conestoga Valley, I think, now wants to talk about it, and they do, so they call an early timeout. We'll take a break. 8:19 remaining in the third quarter. It's Middletown 14, Conestoga Valley 6, and you're listening to the Blue Raider Sports Network.
Rhodes Pharmacy of downtown Middletown is preparing for a Christmas open house weekend. Next Saturday and Sunday, Rhodes will have 10% off all gift and Christmas items, with the coupons available in next week's Press and Journal and Middletown Shopper. Next weekend, you can register to win a luxurious, decorated 6-foot Christmas tree. They'll also have other door prizes to give away. And be sure to bring the kids, because Frosty and Santa Claus will be making special appearances between 12 and 5 on both days. While you're at Rhodes, be sure to check out their wide variety of Thanksgiving cards and gifts. Rhodes also has a computerized pharmaceutical department to serve you faster. For those pictures you take during the holidays, have them developed at Rhodes for quality photo finishing on Kodak paper with next day service. It all happens next Saturday and Sunday, November 22nd and 23rd, at Rhodes Pharmacy on South Union Street in Middletown.
Third and four for Conestoga Valley. The ball is spotted on the Middletown 41. Backs are split. They have a wide to the far side, split to the near side. Swaggart is the quarterback. Long count, trying to draw Middletown off sides. Swaggart handing off right side and stopped at the original line of scrimmage again is Shane Jordan. Jordan maybe picked up 1 yard on the carry. And it looks like they're going to bring in a punting unit. As we mentioned, Rusty Smith, the big and good rushing quarterback for Conestoga Valley, was injured earlier on. He came back in the second quarter, and we have yet to see him anywhere here in the second half. And the backup, Todd Swaggart, is the starter thus far here in the second half. It's a fourth down and three, and they spot the ball on the 40 of Middletown, and now we have some questioning going out on the field by the officials.
Yeah, Joe Souter is having some problems with his helmet, and he just got one from one of the JV players off the sideline, so he's going back in now, and play should resume.
So Swaggart will be doing the punting at about his own 49, and back deep to receive will be Bob Dagan and Kenny Matinshek. There's the snap. The punt is a nice, high, wobbly punt taken by Kenny Matinshek, and he tries running around the near side, and he's stacked up by 3 to 4 Conestoga Valley players at about the 10-yard line.
I think he missed one. Looked like 5 down there. And they really stacked up on poor Kenny.
They're going to spot the ball on the 10-yard line. And it's going to bring up 1st and 10 for Middletown as they get their second possession here in the second half. Middletown on their own 10-yard line. Backs are in the eye. Burkett and Vita. Middletown with a slot wide to the near side. Matinshek and Dagan. Handoff going up the middle. Steve Vita breaks one tackle and taken down for a first down. Steve Vita got out to the 20-yard line, right up the middle. They're going to call it a little bit short. I don't know. Are they going to mark this one? Yeah, they don't want to mark it, even though it looks like it's about 6 inches short. So brings up 2nd and inches for Middletown on the 20. Raiders in the eye, wide right and left. Handoff against Steve Vita going off left tackle, and he pushes his way forward for the first down. He's taken down at the 23, and it's a first down for Middletown. .6:43 remaining in the third quarter. Middletown leads 14-6 over Conestoga Valley. They're just over on the far side of the field. Another player, Chris Evans, a sophomore quarterback, is taking snaps for Conestoga Valley. Middletown comes out with a split backfield. Wings split to the far side. Handoff again. Up the middle is Vita. I'll tell you, Conestoga Valley was really trying to strip the ball from him. He maybe picked up a yard on the carry. They're going to spot it on the 24. So it brings up a 2nd and 9 for Middletown on their own 24. Again, we have not seen Rusty Smith anywhere on the far sideline. And maybe after a while, or Ty Brubaker might find out the status. Raiders come out in the wing right and left. Single setback split to the far side. Gussler handing right up the middle again. Vaughn Burkett. And Burkett only, or rather John Schaffner. And Schaffner picks up about 3 yards on the carry. John Schaffner not seeing much action tonight at fullback. Most of the work's been coming from Vaughn Burkett.
Well, he hasn't been doing it the past few weeks, mostly because he wants to concentrate more on defense. And as he said earlier today, as when you talked to him, he feels just as confident in Vaughn Burkett as he does with himself at fullback.
3rd and 5 on the Raider 27. Backs are split. Gussler back to pass. He's looking right. He's throwing down the sideline and way overthrows his intended receiver, putting the pin check. And the Middletown punting unit comes in.
Well, the pass was complete to Chuck Kropilas. The only problem was he was on the sideline at the time, so.
That doesn't count.
I guess not.
So Matt Alsop comes in for the second time here in the second half to do the punting for Middletown. And back deep to receive will be Bob Dremaine, standing at his own 40. He's also close with Espen Shade and Cook. Alsop standing at his own 18. Snap is in the dirt. He picks it up, gets the punt away. A nice, high, blobbly punt. And it takes a bounce, and a Middletown bounce, right at the 39, and that's where it stopped. And Conestoga Valley will start 1st and 10.
That's 3 real beauties Alsop has gotten off tonight.
So Conestoga Valley will be led by, once again, backup quarterback Todd Swaggart, who started out this game as running back, but once Rusty Smith got hurt, Swaggart took over the quarterbacking jobs. Backs are in the eye, Jordan and Cook. It's a wing to the near side, wide to the far side. It's a pitch out, option pass, Trunane throwing down the right side, it's picked off by Shecky Kropelis at the 35, the 40, across midfield, 45, and taken down at the 40-yard line. Charlie Kropelis, the pass was intended for Bob LeClaire, and LeClaire was covered by two Middletown defenders, and one of those, Shecky Kropelis, running across the middle. And the ball was thrown down the far side, and Middletown gets a spark and start out first and 10 on the Conestoga Valley 40-yard line. Backs are in the eye. It's a slot to the near side. Gussler back to pass on first down. Throws across the middle, complete. Bob Dagan taken down for a first down at the 25. It was a simple slant-in pattern for Bob Dagan. Todd Brubaker.
Once again, John, Buddy Matinchek just did a little clear-out pattern to the outside. Dagan cut right behind him, right like a slant, as you said. First down, Middletown at the 24. Back to you.
Well, big interception by Charlie Kropelis sparked that first down play and a surprising pass play for Middletown. The Raiders with a split backfield, a slot to the near side. Burkett, the give, off right tackle, still standing and busts his way down for close to another first down. Vaughn Burkett going off the near side, tight end. It's going to be about a yard short and bring up a second and one for Middletown. The ball is spotted on the 18, check that, the 16 of Conestoga Valley. Middletown this time puts a slot on the far side with Matinchek and Bob Dagan. Backs are in the eye. Gussler, handoff, left tackle, Steve Vadim flips over for the first down. Busts his way down to about the 13, and Middletown picks up another first down. And the clock is stopped by the officials, 3:09 remaining here in the third quarter. Now they start the clock again, and the clock counts at 3:05 in the third quarter with Middletown leading 14-6. It's a first and 10 for Middletown. Ball on the Conestoga Valley 14. It's a power eye to the left for Middletown, split left. They give us to Steve Veda going up the middle. And it was a busted play for Middletown. And the ball did go on the ground, and luckily Steve Vita was right there. It was a busted play. Vita was running to the right, off right guard, and Gussler wanted to hand off to the left guard, and they just ran into each other. Luckily, no fumble. It's a second and 10 for Middletown. Ball on the Conestoga Valley 14. Another power eye to the left, split to the near side. Gussler, play action fake. He's throwing down into the end zone and incomplete. He intended for Rob Eberle. It was a little underthrown and tipped by a Conestoga Valley defender near the goal line, and Eberle dove forward after the ball was tipped.
That was Todd Swigert who was down there on the coverage. He's the one that tipped the ball for CV.
It's going to bring up a third down and 10 for Middletown. Again, the ball on the 14 of Conestoga Valley. Go, 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 go. This time, backs are split. It's a wing split to the left side. Gussler. And it's up the middle to Buddy, or rather, Buddy Matinchek. Buddy Matinchek got down to about the 7-yard line. Tell you, it was a good fake on that one because I couldn't even tell where the play went to. It was a double trap play. And it's going to be about 4th and 3 for Middletown, and the Blue Raiders call timeout, so we'll take one as well. 1:51 remaining in the third quarter. The score, Middletown 14, Conestoga Valley 6, and you're listening to the Blue Raiders Sports Network.
Moore's Carpet of 16 South Union Street in Middletown is currently featuring a season special of plush carpet with 1/2-inch thick foam padding. The carpet features 100% performance nylon, a 5-year warranty, and your choice of 30 designer colors. And you can get it now with your approved credit, a low, low monthly payment plan with no payment due until March of 1987. It's even installed by Moore's Craftsmen. If you've been thinking of getting new carpet, now's the time to act, just in time for the holidays. Call John or Heidi Moore at 944-4504 to have their showroom on wheels come to your home, or you can visit their lovely store at 16 South Union Street. That's Moore's Carpet, located in downtown Middletown.
Welcome back to Paul Meyer Football Field. John Wolfsbach along with Sorta Smurdy and the rest of the Blue Raider crew. Middletown will be going for the field goal, and they're going to spot it at the 14, so it's going to be a 24-yard attempt on the near hash mark for Charlie Murray. The snap, the hold, the kick is up, and it's good. And Middletown takes a 17-6 lead, courtesy of a 24-yard field goal by Charlie Murray. As you may remember, in the first half, Murray missed a 36-yard attempt, but he makes it up by kicking a 24-yarder, and Middletown now leads by 11 points with 1:48 remaining in the third quarter. And of course, we still haven't heard or seen the starting quarterback for Conestoga Valley.
Yeah, he took a big hit from Mike Michick back in the first half.
Rusty Smith, haven't seen him here in the second half. He was injured, was taken out in the second quarter. He came back into the game and had some problems, and I haven't seen him at all here in the second half. Todd Brubaker informed me that he might have even been taken to the hospital for all we know. So we'll check in with Todd in just a couple of moments. Meanwhile, Middletown kicks off. Charlie Murray booting one to the near side. It's taken at the 25 and still standing after the 30 and 35 and taken out at the 40 on the near sideline is Horn. And it'll be first and 10 for Conestoga Valley, and they're going to spot the ball on the 40-yard line. Todd Brubaker.
Well, John, I'm going to have, I just talked to one of the officials. He's going to try to get confirmation for me, so when I get it, I'll let you know. Back to you.
Okay, thanks a lot, Todd Brubaker.
Oddly enough, making the tackle that time for Middletown, Brent Berger, and also Charlie Murray, the kicker, putting a massive hit.
First and 10 for Conestoga Valley. Ball on their own 40-yard line. Backs are split. They have a slot wide to the far side. Quarterback Swagger, play action fake. Now he throws it out on the far side, and gaining 8 yards on the carry was Shane Jordan, who was an option. And Shane Jordan getting the pitch out on the far side. Now the officials are calling their own timeout on the field. Not sure if we have an equipment problem with a Middletown player. That's what it looks like. Brings up a 2nd and 3 for Conestoga Valley, and the ball spotted on the 48, their own 48. Now the clock continues to count again with 1:20 remaining in the third quarter. Backup quarterback Swagger leading the Buckskins. They have wide to the near side, split to the far side. Backs are split. They give us to Jordan, off right tackle, and he busts his way forward for the first down. Jordan picked up 5 yards on the carry, takes it into Middletown territory, and Conestoga Valley will have 1st and 10 on the Middletown 48. John Schaffner getting the defensive calls from Dennis Etze on the near sideline, and Middletown defensive huddle breaks out. Meanwhile, Conestoga Valley comes with 2 wide receivers to the near side and a split backfield. Now a motion to the far side. Back to pass. Quick pass to Drenane, and Drenane breaks one tackle, and then he's finally taken down by Bob Dagan. Man who made the initial hit. It was a pickup, though, of 6 yards. They spot the ball on the 41 of Middletown. brings up a second and four for Conestoga Valley. Backs are split. They have a slot split to the right side, wide on the near side. Swaggart, option, pitches out to Jordan, running around the right side, and he's stopped in the backfield. Kenny Matinshak knocks him about 3-4 yards back, and Kenny does a little head-butting with defensive captain John Shaftman, saying, good job, Kenny, way to stop him. And that ends the third quarter of play with the score, Middletown 17 and Conestoga Valley 6, and they will be switching sides, and Conestoga Valley will be going now from our left to right. Meanwhile, Todd Brubaker down on the field getting some comments from one of the officials, and let's check in with him now.
Okay, John, the word we're getting from Conestoga Valley side is that he's got really bruised ribs. I don't know if they're broken or what, but they're not going to try to play in the rest of the game. Back to you.
Well, who knows what Jim Contafio might do, even though we know that. I'd like to mention tonight's game brought to you by Moore's Carpet, by Rhodes Pharmacy, and by Ryder's Hardware Store. I'd like to thank those three businesses for sponsoring tonight's football game. It brings up a third and six for Conestoga Valley, and the ball is on the Middletown 43. Backs are split. They have wide to the near side. Slot, wide to the far side. Swaggart throwing long down the sideline. Has a man diving and incomplete.
I believe that was Bob Drenane again going down the left sideline. That's who it was.
You're correct.
And Bob Dagan was staying with him step for step.
Well,
we've heard some rumors as their receivers, CV's receivers, being so mobile that they can elude the defenders. The Middletown stuck with him so far tonight.
Well, Dagan was with them step for step until he got down to about the 25, and then Drenane got about three good steps on him before making the dive. Punting at the 45 of Swaggart, another bobbly short punt to the near side, and it takes a Middletown bounce, and it's down at the 29.
That punt right there was as close as you can get to having one blocked without it actually happening. David Hunter getting within just inches of that ball.
So the special teams is what's hurting the Conestoga Valley team so far this evening. And Middletown comes out first and 10 on their own 29. The leaders in the power eye to the right with Matinshak, Burkett, and Vita. They give us to Vita off left tackle, and Vita gets up to the original line of scrimmage and taken down. He gains only 1 yard on the carry. And I don't know if you've noticed this, Renatus, but when they're making the tackle, I tell you, they're grabbing for the ball. And they got to have some tight hands or some good ball tackling by Conestoga Valley.
Well, they figure with this cold weather, their grip on the ball won't be as good as it normally would be, so it'll be a lot easier to knock the ball out.
Second and 9 for Middletown. Ball's on their own 30. Again, the power eye to the right, split to the far side. Gussler back to pass. He's rolling to his right. Throws complete to Dagan for a first down and taken down at the 41.
Joe Gussler's favorite target, Bob Dagan. Again, with another key reception. He's been doing it all year long for Middletown.
It's just another one of those quick button hooks for Bob Dagan. They spot the ball at the 42 of Middletown.
They talked about him as a big 33 possibility earlier on in the year, not as much later on, but because he quieted down, but he's still a big contribution to this Middletown offense.
First and 10 for Middletown. They have a power eye to the near side, and split to the near side is Bob Dagan. They give us to Steve Vita, off right tackle, still standing after he breaks two tackles, and finally taken down 9 yards after the first hit. And I think somebody told Steve Vita that you're going down, and he didn't like that too much.
Well, just when you thought his forward progress had stopped, the line moved a couple more feet.
Kept them feet chugging away, and it brings up a second and 1 for Middletown as Vita takes it across midfield, and the ball spotted on the 49 of Conestoga Valley. The Raiders again, the power eye to the near side, and Dagan is split to the near side. Gussler, a quarterback keeper, runs up the middle, breaks out, 45-40, 35, fumbles the ball, and Conestoga, it's still loose, and Conestoga Valley falls on it. Bob Dagan with the, or rather, Joe Gussler with a lot of running room, fumbles the ball, and CV recovers on the 32. I'll tell you, he broke out of there and had some running room, and as he was being taken down, he had the ball hit right out of his hands, and Conestoga Valley has first and 10 on their own 32. Middletown leads 17-6. Backs are split. It's wide to the far side, split to the near side. Swagger with the option, and he stopped at the line of scrimmage. Brings up a second and 10 for the Buckskins.
You said that they were going for the ball, going back to the last play. That's exactly what they've got. Going for it all night long, they finally paid off.
Swagger gained only a yard on the carry. It brings up a second and 9 for Conestoga Valley. Jordan and Cook are the backs. They have split to the far side, slot to the near side. Swagger back to pass, little flare-out pass caught by Jermaine, and he is hit solidly by Kim Kerlock and Kenny Matinchek. It's a gain of about 5 yards.
The Bucks might be going for the ball, but the Raiders are going for the hit. They are really out there hitting hard tonight. They've got some a lot of intensity, and it's showing.
They spot the ball on the 38. Brings up a third and 4 for Conestoga Valley. Backs are split. They have a slot to the far side, split to the near side. Swaggart being pressured, throws across the middle. Jermaine catches it at the 50, down to the 45, and taken down at the 40. First down, Bob Jermaine catching one as a down and in pattern and picks up the crucial first down, and Swaggart got that ball off just in time.
Jermaine is usually a fullback. He was for most of the season, but when receiver Eric Lukey went out, he was switched to the flanker position. He's been doing a fine job.
8 minutes remaining in the game. Middletown leads 17-6. Backs are split. CV has a slot to the far side. Now in motion is Cook going to the far side. All three receivers over there. Swagger looking left, looks right, throws down the middle, and he overthrows Jermaine. And in between two Middletown defenders, Kropelis and Dagan, but they didn't have much of a chance on the ball. It brings up a second and 10 from the 40. Coming up after the game, we'll have some post-game interviews, final statistics, and we'll also be checking down the scores of the other games, including Shippensburg and Elizabethtown. Second and 10 for Conestoga Valley. Ball in the middle of town, 40. Backs are split. They half wide to the far side. Split to the near side. Swagger rolling left. Looks, throws across the middle. Complete. And for a first down. And taken down. We lost who that player was. Okay, it was Craig Hartsock. Hartsock was the receiver on that play. But it's a first and 10 regardless for Conestoga Valley. Ball in the middle town, 25. Backs are split. Swagger throwing down across the middle, and it's picked off by Bob Dagan at the 10, up to the 15, the 20. And that's where he stopped. The ball was thrown too far. Too far in front of Jermaine, Todd Brubaker.
Okay, John, just exactly what you just said. I was going to mention out the ball was thrown a little ahead of him. Dagan was right behind him, intercepted. It gets it back to 20. I'll tell you what, that was a crucial drive-stopping play there with only 7:15 in running here. Blue Raiders kill some of this time. Looks like we have a win in the bag. Back to you.
Well, Middletown taking out Rusty Smith has really proved to be a big key here in the football game. The Raiders first and 10 on their own 20-yard line. It's a power eye to the right. Gussler handing off right up the middle, and Vaughn Burkett pushes his way forward for about 3 or 4 yards.
You mentioned Smith's importance to CV. In their 8 victories, he has completed 59% of his passes for 9 touchdowns. He has been intercepted only 6 times. In their 2 losses to E-Town and Penn Manor, he was just 30 of 83, 36%, 4 interceptions and 2 touchdowns. Tonight, he's not even in there.
2nd and 7 for Middletown. Ball on their own 23. Single setback. Steve Vita. The give is to Vita. Running around the left side. Breaks one tackle. 2 and finally taken down at the 25. Gain of 2 yards. Brings up a 2nd and 5. Steve Vita needed one more busted tackle and he would have been off to Never Never Land.
That's the way it's been a couple of times tonight.
That is so true. They're going to mark it on the 24. But they gave him a bad spot on that one. It's going to bring up a 3rd and 6 for Middletown. It's a power eye to the near side. Backs are Burkett, Matinshek, and Vita. And around goes Bob Dagan, and he's stopped deep in the backfield. Bob Dagan coming from the near side, running to the far side. And he is taken down at the 15. Good stop on the play by Ed Cook. Read that one perfectly, and Matt Alsop once again comes in to punt, and he will stand at his own 3-yard line, and you can bet CV's coming in on this one. There's a snap. Here comes the rush. He gets a high, wobbly punt to the near side. Takes a Middletown bounce, and it's picked up and taken down at the 35. Is Bob Drenane.
Gutsy move by Bob Drenane. Picked up the ball after the bounce between 3 Middletown defenders. If he had dropped it, Middletown could easily take over possession, and the game would definitely be out of reach for CV. Right now, they've got 5 minutes to score twice.
Well, CV is back practically where they were a couple minutes ago. As the clock counts at 4:55, Middletown leads 17-6. Swaggart back to pass, rolling to his left. He throws and complete to Bob Drenane, and Drenane picks up a first down. Drenane, as he fell to the ground with another key reception, so it's a first down for Conestoga Valley with the clock continuing to count. Backs are split. They have a slot to the near side, wide to the far side. Swaggart, flare out pass, near side. Drenane catches it, has nowhere to go, and he's stacked up. He does, however, gain 4 yards on the carry. He's taken down at the 20. Actually, I thought he was standing at the line of scrimmage, but it was a simple run 5 yards and then stop. So he did pick up 5 yards, and it's going to bring up a 2nd and 5. Conestoga Valley with a back split. Split to the near side, slot to the far side. Swaggart back to pass, pump fake. Now bloops one into the end zone and overthrows Drenane. Good coverage on the part of Bob Dagan, but pass was just a little bit too far, incomplete. Heavy pressure on the part of the Middletown defense. It's going to bring up a 3rd and 5, 3:57 remaining in the football game. Middletown leads 17-6.
John, going back to that last play, Kim Kerlock, after making tackle, came away limping. He still doesn't seem like he's fully ready. We'll have to see how he holds up.
Backs are split. It's wide right and left for Conestoga Valley. 3rd and 5, Swaggart back to pass, throwing across the middle, and complete for a first down. And still standing at the 10 and taken out at the 5-yard line was tight end Chuck Petersheim.
That's the first we've heard of him since the first half. He's been relatively quiet all this whole second half.
Petersheim had some action early in the first quarter, but that was about the extent of it. Swaggart merely only took 2 steps back and just looked right across the middle, and there he was. So it's a first down. They spot the ball on the 6-yard line of Middletown, and it's goal to go for Conestoga Valley. Single setback. Swaggart rolling to his left. He has some running room. Pump fake. takes one hit and runs it into the end zone. Touchdown, Conestoga Valley. With 3:42 remaining in the football game. He got hit right at the one-yard line and was able to still stand and fall down right at the goal line. And I think Conestoga Valley knows they're going to have to go for two after missing their extra point conversion in the first half. The score is 17-12 Middletown. And that's what they're going to do. Conestoga Valley will go for two, and Middletown has seen this. Just think of Bishop McDevitt, folks. Backs are in the eye. It's wide right and left. Swagger. Play action fake. He's rolling to his left. Throws and complete. A two-point conversion. Ed Cook caught the pass. And it's now Middletown 17, Conestoga Valley 14. A three-point lead for Middletown with 3:42 remaining in this football game. You're listening to WMSS in Middletown. John Wilsbach along with Sornavis Murdy, Andy Hoover, Steve Leedy, and Todd Brubaker.
Well, it's a lot closer than last year, the Middletown's first playoff game against Central York 2 years ago. Well, for that one, for those of you who don't remember, 27-3, Middletown lost.
As we mentioned, Rusty Smith, the quarterback for Conestoga Valley, who was injured early in the game by Mike Mishick, has not returned here in the second half. And Todd Swaggart has been doing all the quarterbacking duties. Middletown's going to need some offense here. Let's see if we get an onside kick by Scott Gegg. Gegg will be kicking at the 40. There's a kick. It's a bouncer down the far side. Goes past Dagan. Middletown and Conestoga Valley there to fall on it. And who do they give it to? Okay, Hunter was there to get it for Middletown. David Hunter was the one who fell on it. And Middletown will have first and 10 on their own 26, and they lead 17-14. The Raiders come out in the eye with Burkett and Vita. Slot to the far side. They give us to Vita trying to go up the middle, and he stopped at the line of scrimmage. Even lost a yard on the carry. It's going to bring up a second and 11. Joe Gussler yelling to his offense, hey, we're still in this game. We're leading it by three, but we got to get some yardage. Don't let that crowd on the far side intimidate you. Second and 11 for Middletown. Ball on their own 25. Backs are split. Wingman to the near side is Matinshek. The give is to Vita running around the near side. Breaks one tackle, two. Still standing after the 35-40. 45-50. And across midfield. Steve Vita taken down at the Conestoga Valley 49. Check that. They're going to mark it right in midfield. Steve Vita, big carry and out to the 50-yard line. Boy, did they need that.
It looked like that was the one that Vita was finally going to break, but all of a sudden, Todd Swire coming out of nowhere making the tackle.
The Middletown fans are once again coming to life. The Blue Raiders first and 10 as the clock counts at 2:25. Backs are split. Wing to the far side. Hand off. Steve Vita running around the right end. Slips in the backfield. He's going to lose two. Vita was trying to run around the right end. He tried and decided to cut back in. He slipped and fell. And now timeout on the field is called for Conestoga Valley. While we have that, we'd like to thank those sponsors along the line for tonight's game. Folks, those of you listening, this game would not have been possible without the sponsorship of Rhodes Pharmacy of downtown Middletown. We'd like to thank Chuck Cray for his avid support year after year of WMSS. We'd also like to thank John and Heidi Moore at Moore's Carpet Those two new sponsors here on the Blue Raider Sports Network, we'd like to welcome them. And also downtown Middletown, Walt Ryder and Ryder's Hardware Store and the whole Ryder family who year after year sponsor WMSS. And without their help tonight, Morris Carpet, Rose Pharmacy, and Ryder's Hardware Store, this game would not have been able to be brought to you folks out there listening at the present moment. So please, they support us. Why not support them?
Don't forget, coming up at the end of the game, we'll have updates on all of tonight's playoff action, including the Shippensburg-Etown game. Last time we heard of that, Shippensburg was leading 9-7 at halftime.
2:11 remaining in the football game. Middletown leads 17-14. It's a 2nd-and-12 for Middletown on their own 48. Backs are split. Wing to the near side. And Scott Brash jumps off sides for Middletown. So it's going back another 5 yards. And Middletown cannot afford to make stupid mistakes like that in such a crucial time period, 2 minutes remaining.
As long as they can still effectively run the ball, they will have this game in hand.
So it brings up now a 2nd-and-17. Ball spotted on the Raiders' own 43. Backs are split, wing to the near side, wide to the far side. In motion, Buddy Matinchak. They give Steve Wright a guard trap, and he's hit in the backfield and loses another 2 yards.
And he bounced right off of someone trying to go up the middle and couldn't quite regain his balance after that happened and was just taken down. The clock is still running.
The clock continues to count at 1:52 in the football game. It's a 3rd-and-18 for Middletown, and the ball is on their own 41. The Raiders lead 17-14 over Conestoga Valley. Middletown wing right and left, split to the near side. The give is to Buddy Matinchak, and Matinchak, with flags thrown, is running around the backfield and then finally taken down deep in Middletown zone. What it was an illegal procedure, illegal motion against Middletown. Matinchak and Steve Vita both moved at the same time in the backfield. Now, one of them could have done that, but you cannot do two, to my knowledge, and they both went. Yeah, two players in the backfield cannot shift at the same time.
They will not take that because the last play was on 3rd-and-down for Middletown. This will bring up a 4th-and-down situation, and Conestoga Valley will get the ball back with 1:23 left.
Well, again, Matt Alsup is called upon to deliver another crucial punt, and you can bet Conestoga Valley will try even harder to come in and block this one. It's a 4th-and-down and a long 24 for Middletown. The ball is on their own 36, and Alsup stands at his 25. Three people back for Conestoga Valley. There's a snap. Gets the punt away. A spiral blobbly taken by Drenane at the 40. To the 45 and taken out of bounds at the 47. A blobbly punch. Drenane took it. I believe Conestoga Valley only has one timeout remaining in this football game, and they have 56 seconds to either kick a field goal or make a touchdown and win this football game.
And let's hope to God they don't kick a field goal, because the tie-breaking procedures are long.
Swaggart is the quarterback. And the officials call an officials timeout this time. Now they're ready to start. We're going down to the wire here at Palmyra. Wing with two wide on the left. Swaggart rolling to the left. He's running, now throws, and in and out of the hands of Bob Drenane. Drenane dove for it at the 38. And it hit his hands, bounced up. He still tried reaching for it as he fell to the ground. And Drenane has been the main man here with the wide receiver.
Yeah, with the loss of Rusty Smith, earlier on in the ball game, Janine has been what's holding the team together.
Again, single setback. Wing and slot to the far side. Swagger rolling to the far side. Looks right, looks left. Throws down the middle, and it's intercepted by Bob Dagan at the 30. Out to the 35. Cuts back in, the 40. Breaks one tackle to the 45 and taken down the 47. Penalty flag is thrown, and we're going to get a clip against Middletown. But Middletown will still have the football, and that should do and be the football game.
The foul occurred after the interception, so Middletown will still retain possession, as you mentioned. 38 seconds left. All they have to do is sit on the ball now. But a Middletown player is down on the field.
That's Bob Dagan. He's laying down out in the middle of the field and being attended to. The ball was overthrown. It was intended for Drenane. And Drenane had the ball overthrown. Right there standing behind him was Bob Dagan once again. And, picking MVPs is going to be pretty easy tonight, I would suspect.
I would think so. Only problem is we've had two players outstanding. One very outstanding on offense, the other very outstanding on defense, and one, the man who is down the field right now, has been exceptional on both.
Well, after the game, folks, stick by because Todd Brubaker is going to have some comments with Dennis Epstein. Now Bob Dagan comes running off the field. He's saying, I'm okay. And he's greeted by a couple of Middletown defenders or players. After the game, Todd Brubaker will talk with Dennis Epstein and probably a couple players, hopefully. Middletown can run the clock out with 33 seconds remaining. Snap and Gussler falls down on it. And that should be the last play of the football game as the clock counts. Oh, the one timeout, I'm sorry. One timeout remains for Conestoga Valley. And that will be the last timeout. 27 seconds remaining in the football game. It's Middletown 17, Conestoga Valley 14. And if I heard right, the score 27-14, Eatown leading Shippensburg in the fourth quarter. So Middletown will most likely be playing Elizabethtown this coming Saturday afternoon, next Saturday that is, at 12:15 at Hershey Park Stadium, Elizabethtown leading Shippensburg 27-14. I'm sorry, 24-17.
An updated score on that has just been brought into us. Right now, the score is 27-17.
We'll find out in a couple moments. We'll check in. This should be the last play of the game. Gussler steps over center, steps back, still standing, and then finally falls down on the ground with his knee. And the clock counts at 19-18. We're going to let the fans call this one. What the heck, folks, okay? There you have it, Porter. My goodness. Middletown folks running out onto the field. And an excited Blue Raider football crowd here as Middletown defeats Conestoga Valley 17-14. And our Todd Brubaker will be making his way out on the field, maybe get some comments with Middletown football coach Dennis Etsy.
Okay, John, I'm down on the field with Coach Etsy. First of all, congratulations on a big win tonight, Coach.
Thank you.
I think the key to the game was our defense. The give-take ratio, we took more than we gave.
Yeah, we've been doing that all year. We had a lot of bingos during the year, and we came through with a big play on the defense tonight. We made some mistakes offensively. I think that's what hurt us tonight.
When Eric Smith got hurt first half and didn't return the second half. Did we have to make any changes? It appeared to Conestoga Valley changed up their passing game somewhat.
Well, yeah, I mean, let's face it, their starting quarterback, the key to their offense, that had to go to second stringer. He did a heck of a job coming in that last drive. It was a good football game, and we got to bounce back, come back a little bit stronger next week, less mistakes.
Well, I'll tell you what, right now we got a score of E-Town 24 and 17 for Shippensburg.
Yeah, that's fine. Right now I'm thinking about getting our players inside.
Okay, Coach, thanks a lot. You got it, John. He just wants to get them in the locker room because it is cold down here. And I think it really doesn't matter at this time who we're going to – excuse me?
And maybe talk with Steve Vita?
Well, John, I tell you, it's not really –
cold.
Well, I think, like you said, he wants to get him in the locker room,
and that's what they're doing. They're running down the far side. The Middletown fans cheering him on. Todd, thanks a lot. We'll check in with you after a while, folks. We're going to take a break from the action here, and we'll come back with the post game show from Palmyra Football Field. The final score: Middletown 17, Conestoga Valley 14. And you're listening to the Blue Raider Sports Network on WMSF.
Winter is here, and Riders Hardware Store is ready to help you. Riders has weather stripping, plastic window kits, door bottoms, snow shovels, ice scrapers, and ice melt. And with Christmas fast approaching, they have a large selection of hand and power tools, sleds, and child sled seats. Riders also has a substantial line of plumbing supplies, paint, and stovepipe, galvanized or black. They also cut and thread pipe. And don't forget about Riders' large selection of nuts, bolts, screws, and nails. If you're done with your lawnmower for the season, why not let Riders service it over the winter and have it ready for the spring? They even repair storm windows. Their friendly staff is ready to help you with whatever you're looking for. Where else can you find a more complete hardware store? Nowhere but Riders. That's Riders Hardware Store on South Union Street in downtown Middletown. Rhodes Pharmacy of downtown Middletown is preparing for a Christmas open house weekend. Next Saturday and Sunday, Rhodes will have 10% off all gift and Christmas items, with the coupons available in next week's Press and Journal and Middletown Shopper. Next weekend, you can register to win a luxurious, decorated 6-foot Christmas tree. They'll also have other door prizes to give away. And be sure to bring the kids, because Frosty and Santa Claus will be making special appearances between 12 and 5 on both days. While you're at Rhodes, be sure to check out their wide variety of Thanksgiving cards and gifts. Rhodes also has a computerized pharmaceutical department to serve you faster. For those pictures you take during the holidays, have them developed at Rhodes for quality photo finishing on Kodak paper with next day service. It all happens next Saturday and Sunday, November 22nd and 23rd, at Rhodes Pharmacy on South Union Street in Middletown.
Moore's Carpet of 16 South Union Street in Middletown is currently featuring a season special of plush carpet with 1/2-inch thick foam padding. The carpet features 100% performance nylon, a 5-year warranty, and your choice of 30 designer colors. And you can get it now with your approved credit. A low monthly payment plan with no payment due until March of 1987. It's even installed by Moore's Craftsman. If you've been thinking of getting new carpet, now's the time to act, just in time for the holidays. Call John or Heidi Moore at 944-4504 to have their showroom on wheels come to your home, or you can visit their lovely store, 16 South Union Street. That's Moore's Carpet, located in downtown Middletown.
Okay, welcome back to Palmyra Football Field. John Wolfsbach, along with Swerdum Smurdy, Todd Brubaker. Final score, Middletown 17, Conestoga Valley 14. And we're going to be checking, running down a lot of those scores in a couple moments, and also having the post-game statistics.
All right, right now, scoring recap, though, of tonight. First quarter, Steve Vita took it in from 13 yards out, part of his 114 first-half yards, making the score 7-0 in favor of the Blue Raiders. Second quarter, Todd Swigert, the backup quarterback for Conestoga Valley, took it in for 1 yard on a QB sneak. The extra point was missed. 7-6 was the score then. Then late in the second quarter, Joe Gustler hit Bob Dagan for an 11-yard strike. making the score 14-6 in favor of Middletown. That's how we stood at halftime. Third quarter, Charlie Murray kicked a 24-yard field goal, making it 17-6, the only score of that quarter. And in the last quarter, CV on a desperation try and come back in this game. Swigert, a 6-yard run around the left side, making it 17-14 as they made the 2-point conversion. After that, Bob Dagan intercepted a Todd Swigert pass late in the game, securing Middletown's win 17-14, the final score. And I think the key to Middletown's win was Rusty Smith being knocked out in the first quarter. Not only disrupted their passing game, but it also took away Todd Swigert out of the backfield because he was really tearing up yardage, chewing it up left and right before Rusty Smith was taken out of that game.
I agree with you. You know, Smith showed that he could move that football up and down the field with not only the option, but also his running and keeping, and he was on the mark on those passes. I'm not quite sure what the statistics were. We'll find out after a while, but if he missed any, I'll tell you, he didn't. He might have only had a couple incomplete passes because he was on the mark a lot. And I give a lot of credit to Drenane because Drenane really had some good hands tonight.
Yeah, and that's also a credit in this kind of weather. So anyway, right now, Middletown's final score is 17-14. They will move on to the finals next Saturday afternoon, 12:30 at Hershey Stadium, to face either E-Town or Ship, depending on the winner of that game.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to find out what happened exactly to Rusty Smith. Regardless of him leaving, Todd Swagger did do a good job at coming in and filling in for him, although you could tell that he wasn't a Rusty Smith. But we saw nothing of him here in the second half, and of course there was some question maybe he was just sitting out and with bruised ribs, or else maybe he was taking maybe Hershey Medical Center and examined his ribs or whatever. Maybe we'll find out after a while. Maybe Todd can talk with Jim Cantafio out in the middle of the field where Jim's currently talking with a couple of reporters. But again, Middletown victorious tonight, 17-14, and tell you, a next-door battle, Middletown against E-Town, and these two teams were never rivals, though, you know. We never played E-Town, and we never did much against them or with them in football, and seems like we just might be taking them on.
Oh, E-Town being Lancaster Lebanon League, it never really came up. But this year, there's a possibility. The only reason that Middletown did not play E-Town tonight was because of a mid-season victory by E-Town over Conestoga Valley 14-13. They were tied in Sailor rating points, but that win by E-Town gave them a higher seed, and that's why Middletown played Conestoga Valley tonight. Next week, should E-Town win, we will see the amazing Freezer in action, a 410-pound player for Elizabethtown, and they were the champions this season in the Lancaster Lebanon Section 2.
Okay, we have a score now in that 4A game. York now leads Mechanicsburg 14-13 with a couple minutes remaining in that football game. Let's go out to Todd Brubaker.
Okay, John, right now I'm presently down here with Coach Tafio of Conestoga Valley. Coach, anytime you lose your starting quarterback, as you did with Rusty Smith tonight, it's tough on the players, but I'll tell you what, Todd Swagger came in and did, led a fourth quarter rally. Some of your thoughts on how you guys took Rusty Smith's loss and how you got back in his ball game.
Well, you know, you got to understand Rusty Smith is one of the best quarterbacks around, and he showed that in the first half with his versatility to run and pass. Anytime you lose a quarterback that threw for 2,000 yards in one season, you know, it hurts. But I'll tell you what, Todd Swigert's been a great quarterback. He's been our backup for 3 years, and he's a good athlete. He's been a 3-year starter at safety and in the backfield and a wide receiver. So, you know, we knew at halftime that Todd can do the job. It's just a matter of going out there and getting some confidence. And we moved the ball effectively, and we just came up short. But our kids played tough, and what else can you say about it?
Yeah, I think the turnovers were a big key tonight, maybe with the interceptions. And And also, well, your defense in the second half really did put the clamps on Middletown's offense, when, especially Steve Vada's running game.
Well, you know, like anything else, they're a run-oriented team. You can gang the line of scrimmage, and the kids did that in the second half and said, hey, you're not going to run the ball on us if you're going to beat us passing. And they just don't throw the ball. So you got to give our defense a lot of credit, and you got to give Middletown a lot of credit. What hurt us eventually, and I think you'll notice, is the kicking game. That really hurt us awfully bad in the first half. We had two punts that totaled about 25 yards in distance, and both situations gave Middletown the ball inside our 30-yard line with first and 10. And what are you going to do? I mean, you give a ball club with that kind of running game the ball that close that many times, they're going to score on you. But we have a lot to be proud of.